God is energy. God is light.
We are headed for a time of rebuilding balance and harmony to this creation. And the only way to achieve it is through love. When Jesus said, "I am the way," he did not mean what all ones perceive he meant. It is only for the love and the truth and the striving along that road of light that will get you back to your Father's source. No other way. No other way. He simply represented the Christ-ness of the Father. There have been other Christ energies. There will be plenty to try to stop you. However, you have to remember something. Even the Dark Brotherhood does not want all destroyed. Because when this place is finally destroyed, he has no playground. Those energies have to go and be placed elsewhere. Let's call it the prison planet. The prison's closing. This is the difference. The planet could evolve. There could be great good coming. I think one of your myth stories is Noah and the ark and the water, the floods. The difference this time is the prison is closing. All must be renewed. It is the time of the rebirthing. It is the time of the glory. It is the time when the Father claims his own again. I'm not in competition with any church group. I have no interest in the church groups. Take the truth that you are given from the lessons unto yourself and put aside that which is not truthful to you. Man has tampered with everything that he has touched. Therefore, your argument about whether or not it is in your Holy Bible is irrelevant. You know the truth because it's within where God is. That is a cop-out of man. Always looking without to find. And it's within. Man degrades himself, belittles himself. How unfortunate. Because when you look in that mirror, you're seeing the reflection of God. God made man in his image. That did not mean a human form. He gave you a form of himself, which is energy, a soul. That is the reflection. And that reflection will be as pure as that which was given to you before you step again in his presence. And nothing short of that day is perfection. the soul of the Christ Jesus was perfection. It went home to Father God. And when you say, can we do it? Look in that mirror and see that reflection of God and know it. There is not a prayer that we will not do it. There is no way to stop us from doing it. And we may as well have a little fun along the way. For that's what life is, experience and growth. You just have a little heavier task. Some of you have had precious loved ones change dimensions. And I'll give you a clue. They did so because their major thrust would be from these dimensions and not the third. Until such time as we can mutually interact. Have I blown all the circuits? Somebody help me, because I don't want to overdo. I know I overload.
You're doing fine.
I gotta stand up. Despite that soft sofa.
Shall we pause a minute and run around the block?
Well, that might not be a bad idea.
Why don't you take a little break? Let's do that. We make the sessions a little shorter with a few interruptions. She'll come back. I want her to move also, but don't expect her to be able to respond to much. She would be completely addled. I won't let her all the way back, and if her mind doesn't have any ability really to function. So why don't you stretch a little bit? We also have a rule in this place to keep hat on and all ones on their toes. If I don't tell you, I come in the light, you're to ask me. That's why we have been able to continue to function and not be pulled apart and be pulled down by the darkness. Because we keep the protection of the light with us at all times. And this is what has happened with so many of the channels that came forth. The truth was being taught, but they got sidetracked, either in their own ego or just a little bit careless. And the minute you're careless, you're hanged. Are you going to tell me, Larry, that you've never been in your driveway and had an apparition appear to you in the form of a person, and then go?
Well, maybe my bad memory, which is characteristic.
We'll work on your memory.
I think you'll have to. I don't know how to massage it otherwise.
I'll tell you something else for you ones who think you're full of days.
Yes.
Forget it.
Oh, gee. Maybe I better get that pistol back.
going to be going anywhere.
Not soon, huh?
You once have come to do a job.
Okay.
And it requires the maturity of having lived on this place. The youngsters like Rick have a different, the thrust will be the same. Their jobs will end up different. As we get too weary to do it all. And we will have to turn it over to them. The little toddlers coming along now are brighter than anything that anybody ever imagined a child could be. The little ones just coming into their teens are unbelievably bright. The ones coming into these circles of the light will be the commanders of the craft for the future. Because there's going to be interplanetary travel. And they know what they're here for. So parents, you know, can tell these little children that your little friend in there is not real. But don't you count on it. A child comes not as darkness as you might think. There is a coming through the birth canal and into this density that is an agreement that the memory will be veiled. What you're coming into now and what they want to call the New Age and what the New Age would be is the time of remembering how it was, who you are. And remembering your purpose. That's what enlightenment is. It's not sitting up on some mountaintop in a ring of rock doing chants. If that helps you reach your godness, I suppose you're welcome to do it. But there are two parts of you, your eternal soul energy that God breathed into a dead body and gave it life and free will choice, the only gift really you have. That is the only thing that you have. You cannot control your body. When it's ready to die, it will die on you. All of these things that you have to have are worthless. You cannot take them. The only thing you take headed back toward your source is that soul. And you're not going to get judged by God, or you'll have a thing called Judgment Day, where you stand before your God as naked as a jaybird, or all things are known. It's a cute trick they've got on higher dimensions. I have to go to computer scanners or get really latched in. But you're going to stand before your Father in wholeness, in truth. You will judge yourself undoubtedly, no matter how we tell you not to do that. You'll see fit to do it. Judge yourself if you must, very, very generously, lest ye insult the Father who sent you. You're going to call it Judgment Day. It's not. It's when the soul looks at its growth and its actions and makes a decision as to how far and to where it has earned its right to be in the dimensions of the Father. When your Bible says there are many mansions, there are as many
magions and dimensions as there are energies. And they went to prepare a place for you in those heavens. And now, brothers, you have come to prepare a place for your master. Your brothers. If you could look, and these ones can, at where you were a year ago in this project, and where you are today, it must leave you speechless. You have already done the impossible, and you didn't even know it. You thought you were just learning. And then every time Dorma thinks that she has learned, and I say it's graduation time, precious, I have to remind her it's only into kindergarten. There's still a long way. But together we'll make it. For each will bring their talent. Or they'll utilize their talent. And with even the primitive kinds of communication that you have, these things can be done through a great network. But we have a way of getting you to go and see this wondrous little place, and somehow the ones seem to fit. That does not mean that all ones in their timing will be just rushing in here. That would not even be wise. We don't know what to do with ones yet. But always there is the proper time and the proper place. Larry has been gathering and putting forth proposals since these ones have known him. Well, Larry, we found some other funding. And it requires proposals to be done properly so that all legal ramifications are totally 100% covered with integrity. And I'll tell you, brother, that which you have awaited for so long is almost to happen. There are some personalities who have played a little hanky-panky, as you might call it. It's been a long period of testing. It's a very important mission. You would not do lesser for the men in your command, whether it be a submarine, an aircraft carrier, an infantry. You would train well, and you would test well, and you would watch. Always the master watches, and you ones are not found wanting, and you've been put through it. It's attitude. Man cannot always, in fact practically never, maybe even never, control what happens to him. But you have the choice as to how you receive and perceive it. and you once have not been found wanting. And I feel very humble to be allowed to be the one to work most closely with you once. Because it's a very physical, earthly job. And we would all like to sit in our oneness with our Father and the Master. And that's why we never gather in this room, that they're not all here with me. They honor me as the commander of the project. I honor them as my commanders. When I speak of the Pleiades fleet, it's more encompassing than that. I don't know how to explain it to you. Earth evacuation fleet takes in the entire Federation of the Cosmos. You have ships, some for observation, some for massive liftoff. These are basically not in my command. They're for a different purpose, and they are not my bother. More and more things would be coming into the public knowledge rapidly now. There is really no argument as to whether or not we exist. But I have to remind you once, in manifested, compressed form, we're as vulnerable as you. And we can be incarcerated. We can be burned. And we feel pain. And so did the Master. Because he chose to come and experience in human format. But the greatest pain is that which is in the soul. And it will not be through this transition the pain of the body that will get you. It's going to be the pain in your soul when you have to watch your brothers go. Your feet may get a little hot too. But it's going to be the inability to do anything about it. And yet, you'll have to do what you can and move on. There may not be any stopping. I like to refer to my brother Eagle, precious Carl, when this very earthly man tells you once how it will be. Because no matter what we can tell you, you know in your heart, because every one of you have experienced it at the soul level. And it's incredibly horrible. We do not perceive it that way. We will balance what we can, and we will make provisions. And we will have the most magnificent city to move forward with. Our studios, Larry, will be a series of flower, if you will, a snowflake design. Overly can show you. We're talking a dome that is 450 feet in diameter by 30 stories high for filming. We will have an entire worldwide satellite cable communication system hooked with Starlink, Skylink, rather, that has now purchased the Western Union satellite and Westinghouse system. This is so that we will have the facilities for communication at all times. I don't want to scare you, Larry, but I'm telling you once now, anybody west of that fault called the San Andreas is in grave, grave trouble. For when the big one that they talk about comes, it will split from one end of the fault to the other. I can look at probabilities. There will be a major one or two before that happens, from all likelihood. Doesn't mean a great loss of your life, because we're not going to let anything happen to you. We need you. But there will be unbelievable damage, and there will be widespread death. It will render your cities helpless, for all of your life-sustaining arteries, your gas, your electricity, your water comes from the east of the fault, and all will be broken. It will break up the entire viaduct system of your San Joaquin and Imperial growing valleys. You will lose a year or so of growing season because you won't be able to repair it rapidly enough to get water to your fields. These are simple facts. Your geologists will tell you this. I make sure that these ones have on video film enough from the geologists that we're never questioned. I'm not telling you any big secrets. I'm just telling you this is the way it will be. Most of your volcanoes will erupt, ones that you feel are quite dormant. The one called Medicine Lake that has been dormant for thousands of years is going to erupt. Mount Shasta is going to erupt. Mount Rainier. Lassen is already putting out steam all the time. St. Helens will blow again. Welcome it. Welcome that first one. It will settle the unearth. But what is going to happen, it's going to be triggered by the movement of the plates called your ring of fire. Before it's over, Japan probably will be gone. That's why we're making very grave efforts at getting funding resources coming from various places, from your Europe, from your Central South America. And a lot coming in from the Orient. Working together with the talents we have, we not only can do it, we can enjoy doing it. We have dozens of projects already underway. For your benefit, Larry, we're getting them approved for financing everywhere we're sending them. Three or four places we're having to turn down financing. The plans for the motion picture center, you see, this would be the new Hollywood if you want to compare it to something. It's outside the diameter set aside where you have to go with union labor, which has just about destroyed the industry. That and corruption and the unbelievable, deadly information coming forth on the screens. It's poisoning your children. It's poisoning your people. Man is what he visions. Children cannot help it. They watch it. It becomes a part of their mind. We're going to start giving nothing but wonderful images to the world. This will be the center. We will have 3.5 of these domes given to nothing but motion pictures. 2.5 will be given to video, both the making of pictures, documentaries, regular scheduling. We will have a major press publishing operation, which is already getting put together in its final stages to be moved here. We will acquire a very large, heavy-duty press, because when the motion picture comes forth, so will the publications begin to go forth. And one will be bred from the other. People will want it because they're going to hear about it in this motion picture. It's a fantasy, but those books mentioned in this story will be brought forth at that time, worldwide. Hopefully some of it can already be in translation. But as a matter of fact, if you only can use one language, English is the best. This would not come as a surprise to you ones. This again is for Jay and Larry. I have done a tape on what we call the gray men and the bankers' plan to bankrupt and control your world, and they are doing 100% perfection. You've had it. Your system is bankrupt. If Mexico alone defaults, your economy cannot handle it. I would like for Larry and Jay to be able to share that tape. I am now working, pounding on Dorma, to do one on current economics. You're headed for the worst depression this world has ever known, no later than 1990. From the probabilities of my scanners, I believe it would be before. I'm talking worse than your major depression, and you do not have the resources that you had from that with which to recover. You ones are under the impression, for the most part, that your money and interest, etc., is controlled by the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor is it really very important anymore. But it will be through the Federal Reserve banks, probably Chase Manhattan and the World Bank, that will make sure that the $3.5 billion goes to Mexico. It's the only way. It's to loan them the money so that they can repay the interest. They cannot pay the principal. They have not, in those countries, in the Latin countries, made a principal loan payment since 1800. And your new economists forget everything. Everything in the universe is simple cycle. What goes out comes back and goes around. And they can make projections until the purple, and will make a whit of difference. Every item in sequence of events is in place for that fall. Therefore, we are working day and night to get our proposals out, to get funding in, so that we have cash to work with. The government secured treasury bonds, those sorts of things, would be the last to not be honored. Because if the country itself goes into default and just says it's wiping out everything, they're doing in their own credit system. The big boys like to tell you that it is because of your national debit. Do you know that your national debt is only a third of your debt that's killing you, strangling you? A major part of it is your mass of citizenry charged beyond all belief on the credit cards. New products cannot be bought, just take money and go buy them. All money from the checks from your labor has to go to paying the debt on those cards. So that if you go and buy something new, most ones have to go and buy it again on credit, which increases the debt. The government just continues to borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow. Most of it's done by ledger transactions, so that you're not even exchanging money. And then the biggest lie of all, the Federal Reserve just prints more money? No. The government prints more money? No. You simply increase your debt, the stranglehold on your survival. It's inevitable. At some point there will be a collapse. There has been a plan for such. All of your third world countries are completely bankrupt. They did some very clever manipulation. We'll loan you, dear old Saudis, whole bunch of money. But we have to have a little collateral. Hey, we'll never use it. But we'll come in and we'll help you perfect your oil wells, etc. Pat them on the back. These are camel riding nomads. Very unsophisticated. Didn't even know what oil was. Just sign over as collateral your rights, your mineral rights. We'll hold them in the bank. And we'll even forgive the debt if you'll hold those reserves in our bank for 30 years. And they smile broadly. And they sign this over. These documents go into the Chase Manhattan Bank. And then we have our aha. Chase Manhattan Bank forms a holding company, a subsidiary. And they transfer all this collateral over there into that branch. And it goes bankrupt. Sorry, Mr. Saudi, all gone. We did everything we could. We didn't anticipate this. But I'm sorry, we can't let it go anymore. We're going to call the notes. It's 30 years are up. I'm sorry, friends, 30 years is up. That's why they have. That's why they have missiles from China in place. When you go in to try to take possession, they're going to shoot at you. And they're going to shoot at you with Chinese silkworm-type missiles, only long range. And they're nuclear loaded. The Sikhs are going to get out of there. I guess they're Sikhs. I don't know what they are. They sold their country down the tube blindly. They didn't know better. People are going to be ticked off at them. They're going to use part of those to protect their lives. The other ones that can, on that day, are going to be on the planes coming to America where they have invested their money. But aha, the banks have been clever here too. The Japanese have been supporting your dollar. And in the first half of this year, where they had been supporting it to the tune of 75%, they dropped to less than 25%. They see the handwriting on the wall. But they too, the only hope of their financial survival is to get yen transferred into dollars any way they can, because the yen is not planetary. Any way they can, because the yen is not planetarily accepted as money. The dollar, the pound, and the mark will cut it. But most of the business they're doing must be from converted yen to dollars. And that's why they struggle with it. They're fighting for their life. There is no way that Mexico can survive. All of their money, all of their economy goes into paying interest payments on notes. There is no money left for production and upgrading. And it gets worse. More money comes in the forms of loans for those things, and it's all eaten up again in interest. You're going to be caught in the same network. There's only one difference. We know what we're doing. And I can quite comfortably tell you that most loans, as they're being structured, will never, ever be paid. There will be a collapse of the system before that. That's why the money needs to come, be leveraged, be spread out. Can't afford to wait until you can pick up land on for 10 cents on the dollar, which would be probably next year. Where you're going to put your factories, you must have the land now. Let's not get hung up on it. Let's get enough of it, enough money to do it, as if it would never be different. We also have to make plans for paying back every cent with interest. We've built that in. And then you don't have to worry about what happens. You're prepared either way. And you will have a diversified economy in this place where you can slide from money to barter. The stock market will go. If you own stocks, probably better to get out of that market. Go into something like treasuries. And quite frankly, gold. In a depression, it will dip also. But it will regain faster than anything you've got. And your banks aren't safe. 75% of your remaining savings and loan will go under in the next 12 months. they're overextended. And in order to get around the Federal Reserve System, so many of these new cutesy junk bonds, CDs, LCDs, LCs, PB inks,